We're in the middle of Likud Imran Torah Chaf Beis, the left-hand column, about three-quarters way down the page. So far, Rabbein Azal spoke about a few major concepts in this Torah. He spoke about two chaysams, a chaysam haraglim and a chaysam hayodin, chaysam hayodayim. These refer to the moichichi hadoir, are called the chaysam haraglim, kaviyoch, like the feet of Hashem. And Rabbein Azal explained why, two reasons why. And then he spoke about the Chosam Hayodayim, which referred to Emuna. Emuna helps a person to be able to receive Toichocha from the Moichichi Hador. And Rabbein Azal showed how and why. Then Rabbein Azal said, in order to nourish this Emuna, a person nourishes it by receiving the light of the Shivaroyim, the seven shepherds of Bnei Israel. Rabbein Azal quoted the pasuk Ure'ei Emuna, that the Royim shine into the Emuna. Then he said that it's impossible to get close to these shepherds without Azus Digdusha. Nehalto vi'ozcho el nevei kodshecho. In order to get close to these Kedoshim, these Shivaroyim, you need Azus. You need gutsiness. A person needs strength and toughness and gutsiness, and even chutzpah in a sense, not to accept rejection, not to give up where other people would. And Rabbein Azal mentioned the fact that all the different koilos, all the different sounds that people make, whether it be screaming in tefillah, the blast of the shofar, singing, these are all different forms of azus, this azus that we spoke about, that a person needs in order to get close to these seven shepherds. Then Rabbein Azal went on to discuss the guf and the neshama, and how important it is for a Jew to see to it, to share with the guf the light and the pleasure and the wisdom and the ruchnius that the neshama receives, so that if the two are connected properly, if the guf is purified properly, so that the neshama is willing to share with the guf some of the pleasures that it has, then sometimes the guf can even do favors for the neshama. Sometimes when the neshama is down, the guf can go in and help it out and support it to give it a chance to get back to its proper madrega. Rabbein Azal said that's done also through koil. The connection, the chibur between the guf and the neshama is done through sound. Rabbein Azal quoted a pasuk, Mikoil anchosi dovko atzmi libsori. From the sound of my sighing, krechtsing, when a person gives a real Jewish krechts, deep from the heart, a deep sigh, the Gemara says, Anocha shoiveres gufoi shel adam, that breaks the body, which means it breaks the bad in the body. It breaks the gashmius of the body. It breaks the stubbornness of the body. Its unwillingness to get involved in Kiddushin, to get close to Hashem. Once that's broken, then the neshama is no longer afraid to get close to the body. While the body still has azus in it, the wrong kind of azus, the neshama keeps its distance. It doesn't want to get too close because it's afraid that the body will do damage to the neshama. But once the azus of the body is broken, then the neshama is willing to get close to it and share with it, where both of them end up benefiting. Rabbein Azal mentioned also that this concept of body and neshama correspond to bone and flesh, and he proved it from different psukim, and he said that this also applies to the comparison between Bnei Yisrael and the Tzaddik. Compared to the Tzaddik, Bnei Yisrael are considered to be the body, compared to the Tzaddik who represents the Neshama. And the whole concept of the Tzaddik getting close to Bnei Yisrael in order to help them, or Bnei Yisrael getting close to the Tzaddik, corresponds to this concept of the body and the neshama sharing with each other, helping each other, you know, and rising up together. This is basically what we discussed so far, and Rabbein Azal had stressed again the importance of the basar being close to the etzem, the basar symbolizing the guf, the etzem. The atzmius of a person, the essence of the person, is the neshama. Rabbein Azal said a person has to see to it that these two should be tightly attached in a constructive way where the neshama will give to the guf. Now Rabbein Azal says, paragraph ches, v'lovoy lebechinas bosor, in order for a Jew to get to this level called bosor, which means
the type of basar that's close to the etzim, where he's a Jew who has a close connection to the tzaddik, where the tzaddik is willing to share with him the he'ora that the tzaddik receives, his knowledge, his wisdom, his closeness to Hashem, he's willing to share it with this person, who al yidei hashimush. That comes about through serving the tzaddik, through serving the talmidei chachamim. Al yidei shemeshamesh es hachacham nase b'chinas bosor lahachacham. By serving the chacham, he becomes flesh to the chacham, like flesh on bone. V'chein al yidei shemeshamesh haguf lahaneshomo ba'asiyas mitzvois ma'isiyois nase haguf b'chinas bosor lahaneshomo. And so too, regarding an individual person, the more that the body is used to do mitzvahs with, putting tefillin on the hands, running to shul, using every part of the body, singing zmiros with the mouth, with the throat, utilizing the body to do mitzvahs, the more the body is mishamesh, the neshama, it serves the needs of the neshama, the closer it gets to the neshama, the more attached, in a way where the neshama will be able to get the body to feel its pleasure, its he'ora. Now this item of shimush, again we stress, the Gemara makes a statement, Godoil shimusho shel Torah yoiser melimuda. Even though a student definitely receives a certain closeness to a rabbi by learning from the rabbi, by attending shiurim, listening to the Divrei Torah, reviewing it, inscribing it in his heart, that definitely is a major connection. Rabbi Nizal explains in a different chapter that when a tzaddik gives advice to a Talmud, that's a concept of marriage. Because Rabbi Nizal shows how when the nochosh, when the snake gave bad advice to Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the wording that she used was, Hanochosh hishiani vo'echel. The snake married me and I ate. Just like in marriage, there's a mashpia and a makabel, there's one who gives and one who receives, so too similar, and just as in marriage, the zera originates in the moyach, so too, Rabbi Nizal says, when a person transmits advice or knowledge of Torah, it's also a concept of marriage. One on the receiving end, one on the giving end, and something being transmitted. A zera of Torah. Seeds being planted, seeds of wisdom, of knowledge. So there's definitely a very serious connection there. We call it a wedding when advice is being given over. Advice is Torah. The Torah is called Eitzos, Taryag Itin Doiraisa. However, the Gemara says, as close as that brings a student to a rabbi, Godol Shimusha Shel Torah Yoiser Melimuda. There's certain things that a person can't learn in classroom. It's only if he stays close to the tzaddik, he lives with him. Like by Yehoshua, it says, V'Yehoshua nar lo yomish mitoicha oil. Any chance he had to be in Moshe Rabbeinu's house, in Moshe Rabbeinu's tent, to watch him, to observe his living, he jumped at that because he understood that there's certain things that a Rebbe can't tell. And this we find in many Sforim. You'll find this expression Sforim, where Rav Nosson Zal, for example, will talk about a certain item, and he'll say, more than this, I can't tell you. You'll only be able to learn it from living experience. That living experience, some of it has to do between student and rabbi also. So the Gemara says, Godol shimusha shel Torah yesam elimuda. If a student is meshamesh at Talmud Chacham, and thereby he gets to be in his presence, and to watch him, and to learn, if he'll be observant, if he'll really believe that if he's dealing with a tzaddik or a chacham, every move he makes has Torah in it, and he'll be watching that, he'll be able to learn more. That's considered to be even a closer connection. Rabbi Nizal says here that one without the other would be silly. A person who's going to be mishamish and not learn, he's missing the punchline. This is supposed to be the whipped cream on top of the cake. This is supposed to be the cherry on top. If there's a cake, there's what to put cream on. If a person is learning, he's trying to absorb everything he can in limud from a chacham, and then he adds to that the shimush, that's when he's getting the total package. And Rabbi Nizal says, that's what gives the Talmud the privilege of becoming literally bosor to etzem. In other words, a certain extra closeness where he's able to experience and to feel what the neshama feels, what the chacham feels, he'll be able to feel it also, because he's much closer than the typical distance that a student has from a Rebbe. Rabbi Nizal says now, Ukisha bosor bebechinas hazois, and when the bosor is on this level, it's purified to the extent where it's closely attached to the etzim, and it receives from the etzim, oz v'lirushalayim mi bosor etein. The pasuk says, to Yerushalayim, from my flesh, I will give. Rabbi Nizal explains, mi bosor hanimoil hanal, through this bosor that has been purified. Nimoil means he, just like a bris milah, you cut away the orla, you strip away the bad in it. When a person has perfected his body the way it's supposed to be, nishlam Yerushalayim. Through that, Yerushalayim is nishlam, shehi kirya ne'emono. Yerushalayim is the symbol of the city of faith. That's what it's called in the Navi, kirya ne'emono, the city of faith. Hainu, shezoichen lovoi le'emuno, shehi klolius hagdusha, shemekablen mit tzadik yador ho'amitim. Then, when a person has purified his basar through this shimush, then he'll be zeche to receive the emuna, v'lirushalayim mi basar etein. Once he's basar, he can give to Yerushalayim. In other words, he will receive etein, I will give him Yerushalayim. I will give him this concept of emuna. Yerushalayim is called Kiryan Emuna. He'll receive the limud of emuna, which we said is the main limud that the tzaddikim give over to their students. The main thing that they teach them is faith in Hashem. We learned earlier that it's impossible to come close to these tzaddikim and chachomim unless a person has a certain azus dikdusha, a stubbornness and a toughness and a persistence. Shehu bechinas kol hakoylois dikdusha. This also corresponds to all the different sounds of kedusha that we spoke about earlier. Sounds of tefillah, sounds of shofar, sounds of singing. Shealidei ze meshabrin azus de sitrachra. These koylois of kedusha are what break the azus, the wrong kind of azus. Rabbi Nizal quoted a pasuk, hein yitain bekoyloi koil oiz, that through koil, a person receives the oiz of kedusha and gets rid of the oiz of the sitrachra. Shehu bechinas azus aguf, which means he breaks the azus of the guf, the gashmias azus, the wrong azus. V'zoichen leskarev ulistabik aleim, and he's zoichen to come close and to become attached to the tzaddikim. V'ideze zoichen lemuna shlema, and through by coming close to them, they're able to transmit to him what their main transmission is, which is emuna. Shehu bechinas Yerushalayim kiryon emuna, which means mibosor v'lirushalayim mibosor eten. When the person achieves the madrega of bosor, which means he's broken the azus haguf, he's zeche to azus dikdusha, through which he gets close to the etzem, to the tzaddik, then he's zeche to Yerushalayim, he's zeche to receive this limud of emuna, which comes from them. When you break the azus of the guf, it's automatically replaced with this azus dikdusha. It's like, again, the two ends of the seesaw. When one goes down, the other one automatically goes up.
Is this emunah shlema, is this the same as the second place that Rabbi Nizal described above?
Yes. He's talking about the emunah that a person receives from these shivar, that a person receives a hora for it from the shivaroyim. Regarding this item of emuna being the main limud, we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Atzosoi emuna pu'ulosoi emes. Atzosoi, referring to Hashem kavyuchal. Hashem's advice is faith. Pu'ulosoi, Hashem's actions are emes, truth. Atzosoi is a nickname for the whole Torah. We mentioned the Torah is called Taryag Itin Doiraisa, 613 mitzvahs. What is the whole Torah? Kol mitzvoisecho emuna, the pasuk says. The summary of all the mitzvois is emuna, which means that the more a person learns and the more a person gets to understand the Torah and understand Yiddishkeit, the more a person has to be growing in the realization that he doesn't understand. That's what's called growth in Yiddishkeit. That the more a person rises the more a person penetrates the depth of the Gemara, for example, it's not that he feels he's conquered it. If he's really doing it right, each time he penetrates a layer, he sees six more layers that he hasn't penetrated. That kind of thing. The more, each time a person is shown something, if he's being shown it by the Yetzer Tov, he'll automatically be shown double that he's not being shown. He'll realize much more so how much he doesn't know. This is the concept of tachlis hayedia asher loineda, that the epitome of knowledge in Yiddishkeit and in Torah is knowing that we don't know. That's called emuna. That's the concept of Purim, the holiday of Purim, which is considered so holy that the Zohar HaKadosh says Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim. It's a day that's like Purim. It's almost as holy as Purim, not as holy. Why is Purim so holy? Because Purim was Mechias Amolek, when Amolek was destroyed. Amolek is the opposite of Emuna. The Zohar HaKadosh says the word Amolek is Begimatria Sufik. Amolek represents the opposite of Emuna, which means that Purim represents a day when the Emuna had its major aliyah, when the Emuna was strengthened. Proof is that there was a tremendous amount of Gerim that joined Bnei Yisrael on Purim, through the miracle of Purim. Gerim is people who drop their Avodah Zorah and come and accept the faith of Bnei Yisrael. That's the wording. It's not that a Ger doesn't become a Ger because he understands, becomes Ger because he's accepting Emuna in Hashem, Emuna in the Torah. That all took place on Purim. That's why the mitzvah on Purim is to drink ad delo yoda, to drink until the person becomes senseless, until he doesn't understand, meaning this not understanding means until he believes. Because we know that when a person drinks Bigdusha, the drink doesn't eliminate his brain, it doesn't turn the brain off, but rather it expands the brain. It opens the brain wider. More vision, more vision, more vision. What's the widest vision? The widest vision is seeing that I don't see. When a person looks at the sun at a real bright light, what they see is black. They see darkness because the light is so bright. That's this concept of this limud of emuna that tzaddikim give over. And Rav Nosson Zal stresses this in the Likutei Halachos, that this is what's called really learning Torah. This, unfortunately, is one of the very expensive mistakes that are made in different places where people study Torah, where they're not taught this, they're not given this serious impression, they're misled into that he learned another page, he feels he became smart, he knows more, he's one up on Hashem, like he's getting closer to Hashem, he's closing the gap between himself and Hashem, rather than where the person starts feeling a gaiva, he becomes bigger and bigger, whereas people that are taught Torah the right way, the more he learns, the humbler, the smaller he's supposed to feel. He's supposed to be realizing more that, wow, until I learned what I learned today, I thought that Yiddishkeit was only 6 million. After I learned what I learned today, I see it's 8 million. And tomorrow it becomes 12 million. And each day, the more I go into it, the more I see how much there is that I don't know yet. We should be zeichet to that kind of limud. That's the way tzaddikim teach Torah, where the more a person is receiving light, the more the emunah is being strengthened each time. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'lovoi la'azus digdusha kanal." This item that we mentioned before, which is so critical in coming close to tzaddikim, Azus Digdusha, where the Gemara says, "Loi nitna Torah l'bnei Yisrael elam epnei she'azenheim," the Jews only were given the Torah because they had Azus. Where does that Azus come from? Where does the person get the stubbornness that they need in religion to keep trying, not to give up, and to have the chutzpah, the gutsiness, to push oneself to get close to a tzaddik, even when it seems as if the tzaddik isn't putting out any big welcome mats. He's not making it easy for the person to get in. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'lovoi l'azus digdusha hu al yidei simcha." Through a person being zeicha to really be happy, that will give him the azus dikdusha that he needs. The Bechina says, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, "Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem." Your joy with Hashem, that's your strength. That's what'll give you strength. K'may shamra hainu al yidei bechinas na'aseh v'nishma. This means by a person serving Hashem in the style of Nase Venishma. First I'll do, and then I'll understand. A person showing a youthfulness and a humbleness of being willing to do the religion even before I totally understand it. Being willing to do each individual mitzvah, whether it be davening, whether it be putting on tefillin, even before I fully understand it, that's what leads, that's what brings simcha, that's what brings Azaz Dikdusha. Where do we see the connection between that and simcha? Shehu bechinas ha-simcha. Nase v'nishma is a concept of simcha. K'moy shem razal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, b'sho she'omru Yisrael nase v'nishma, when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, and they made this famous statement, where they said to Hashem, nase, we'll do v'nishma, and then we'll understand. We're willing to do things even before we fully understand them. Yordu shishim riboy malachim, 600,000 angels came down from heaven, v'nosnu shtei atorois b'roish kol echod, and they put two crowns on the head of each and every one of the 600,000 Jews. Ukishechotu, and then afterwards, when the Jews worshipped the golden calf, milkechu, these crowns were removed. Va'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzirom lohem. And there's going to come a time in the future when Hashem is going to restore these crowns. How do we know? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'simchas oilam al roisham. This Pasuk is talking about the future when Mashiach will come. V'simchas oilam al roisham. The Jews will be zeche to a simcha on their heads, like a crown on the head. Nimtza, we see from this, Shenase v'nishma heim bechinas simcha. That a Jew having this attitude of Nase v'nishma is what got them the crowns. And when the Torah discusses the restoration of the crowns, it says their simcha will be restored. So we see that these crowns of Nase v'nishma are synonymous with simcha. Bechinas v'simchas oilam al roisham. This is the joy that's worn on top of the head. And this is a very important note as far as Yiddishkeit, as far as being frum, as far as chassidim. This big deal about simcha. What's the big deal about simcha? Could simcha compare with learning? The answer is no. Simcha is way above learning. Because learning is the head. Learning is the roish. Learning is using the brain. Simcha is al roisham. Simcha is the keser. Simcha, the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Zohar HaKadosh and all of them explain, Simcha represents the Kiddusha that comes, Kaviyochel, from the crown of Hashem itself. And when a person has Simcha, it's like he's wearing a shield of armor that's impenetrable. Even if his Rebbe will smack him down, even if the Rebbe will push him away, if he has this Simcha that comes from Nase v'nishma, where he's willing, without understanding, he wants to come close to Hashem, he'll have, that'll give him the Azus that he needs to get close, to break any barriers and to get close, to learn this Emunah, etc., etc. So here Rabbeinu Zal gave advice that in order to get this quality of Azaz Dikdusha that's needed to come close to the Shiva Royim, the key is Simcha. And where does Simcha come from? From Nase v'nishma. From a person accepting upon themselves this attitude of humbleness and a willingness to connect with Hashem even before a willingness to do even before I understand. Rabbeinu Zal says now, V'day, you should know, Ki shnei ho'edim shehechtiru b'chayrev, minase v'nishma, that these two crowns that the Jews were given from this statement of nase v'nishma, heim b'chinas bereshis bara. They correspond to the two opening words of the Torah. Bereshis, in the beginning, bara Hashem created. Kimuva b'safra d'tznusa, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the section Safra d'tznusa, Perek Hei, the Zohar HaKadosh says over there, Bereshis do maimar, boro chatzi maimar. The word Bereshis is a complete statement. The Gemara says that when Hashem first created the world, ba'asora ma'moro isnivro ilam, the world was created with 10 vayoymers, 10 statements. So the Gemara says, but if you count, if you add them up in the beginning of the Torah, you find there are only 9. The Gemara says, Bereshis nami maimarhu. Bereshis is also considered to be a statement of creation. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, if Bereshis is a statement, then Bara is half a statement, because Bara is half of the word Bereshis. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this concept of Maimar and Chatzi Maimar, Do Eden Ilo, Eden Tato, corresponds to a concept of an upper Eden and a lower Gan Eden. Chochma Ilo, a higher level wisdom, Chochma Tato, and a lower level wisdom. Av Uben, a father and a son. And now Rabbi Nizal is going to explain this. Rabbi Nizal, when he discusses this on the Likutei Moran tapes, mentions that this concept of Av and Bein being related to Bereshis and Bara, there's a very simple connection. The word Bra in Aramaic means Ben, a son. The word Bereshis, Reshis means the beginning. The beginning is Av. In other words, the Bereshis is always Chachma, Reshis Chachma Yiras Hashem, and Chachma is always called Abba, the father. The father is considered Chachma, the mother is Bina, Ki Aim La Bina Tikra. The mother is called Bina, so we see how Bereshis, Bara, corresponds to a concept of Av and Bein. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to explain this. We're going to have a lot of explanation and illumination on this concept of this Maimar and Chatzi Maimar. Kinas v'nishma heim bechinas nistorois v'niglois. Rabbi Nizal says this concept of nas v'nishma corresponds to the concept of that which is hidden from a person and that which is revealed to the person. Nase hu bechinas niglois. Nase asiyo represents that which is visible to the person. Hainu hamitzvois she'efshe l'kol echod l'kayim l'fi madrigosoi. That corresponds to those mitzvois which every single Jew is capable of doing on his madrega. V'nishma, whereas this concept of nishma, to understand, ki b'chinas nistorois, that refers to the hidden portion of the Torah, mashehu gavoya v'nistar mimenu, that which is above the person and hidden from him, she'eino yochoi lasois avoido bazeh, where he can't do the doing that's needed for that. L'moshel, Rabbi Nizal gives an example now. Eitzel kol mitzvah, yesh dvorim she'svivois ha-mitzvah. If you recall, in the previous chapter on Likutei Moran, we discussed a pnimi, and a makif. We discussed something inside and something surrounding it on the outside. We said that that wisdom which is in the person's brain already is called pnimi, that which he acquired already. The makif represents everything that the person does not yet understand. We picture that as a halo around his head. Rabbi Nizal said, and we learned in that Torah, that the Torah itself also has a makif and pnimi. Here Rabbi Nizal gives one example of the concept of makif and pnimi related to the Torah. We have the mitzvahs of the Torah, the technical mitzvah, v'yosu lahem tzitzis, al kanfei v'gdeyem l'deroisam, those words in the Torah which describe the technical part of the mitzvah, that's the pnimi. But there's a whole layer of words around that. It starts off, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. What's that? Torah means to teach. Every single word in the Torah has instruction in it. It has advice for us. Where's the advice in the Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor? The answer is, it's there, but it's hidden from us. We don't understand it. There are tzaddikim who reach a level of knowledge of Torah where there's zeichet to be masig the advice that's found in the Vayidaber Hashem Elohai Shelemer and in all the surrounding words surrounding the actual technical commandments of the Torah. As Rabbi Nizal explains now, L'moshol etzel kol mitzvah yesh dvorim shesvivois ha-mitzvah. Kimel vad hatzivoy hanemar b'Torah l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Besides the actual command in the Torah, instructing us to do the mitzvah, yesh oid lazeh dvorim ba-Torah. There's other words in the Torah. Kigoin vaydabra shemel Moshe, v'shar diburi ha-Torah shesivoy sa-mitzvah. For example, all the surrounding words that are not part of the actual technical instruction of doing the mitzvah. V'avoido sheyesh b'diburei ha-Torah halolu shesivoy sa-mitzvah. And the service of Hashem that's to be learned from these words that surround the mitzvah, heim bechinas nishma, that service of Hashem is in the category of nishma. It's a higher level service. Bechinas Nistor, it's hidden from most regular Jews. Most regular Jews who learn Torah are not on the level of understanding the advice and the information and the instruction that's to be learned from those surrounding words. Vaydabra Shimon Moshe Lemer. Ki ha-mitzvah bi-atzma onu yecholam l'kayim. Because the mitzvah itself, we are in a position to fulfill in a simple form. Achu avoida sheyesh be'elu hadiburim, but the avodas Hashem that's found in these words that surround the mitzvah, that we don't know. V'zeh bechinas nishma, bechinas nistar. That's a concept of nishma, that which is hidden from ordinary men. Now another example of this nishma is Torah Shebal Peh. The whole concept of Torah Shebal Peh. You look in a chumash, and you read up on the mitzvah of tefillin, and it's got 4.5 words discussing tefillin. It doesn't say what color it should be. It doesn't say how long, how thick, where to, all the different instructions. All of that is nistar. In the Torah Shebichsav, it's nistar. The Gemara comes along and finds a keyword here, an exegesh over here, all the codes to learn all of this additional information. Nishma means that which is not written down. It's not the Torah Shebichsav, it's bal peh. It's given over from word to mouth. No, it's from mouth to ear. It's transmitted through the ears. That's also this limud of nishma. That's an example of this nistar, this makifin of the Torah Shebichsav, unekeva to sevev gever. The Torah Shebal peh is always compared to nukva, the malchus surrounding the zohar of the Torah Shebichsav. Another example of this is the musical notes, the trup surrounding the words. If you open a Sefer Torah, where's the trup? It's nistar. It's there, but it's nistar. It's hidden. You don't see it. It's not visible. It's invisible. And yet there's tremendous wisdom, advice that's learned from that trup. We once mentioned in the Shir that there's a Gemara that says that one of the rabbis once was walking down the steps and he tripped. And he almost hurt himself. He hurt himself a little. So he was telling this over to one of his friends, a fellow rabbi of the Gemara. So the rabbi said to him, could it be that a poor man came to your door requesting tzedakah and you didn't give him the right amount and that's why this happened to you? And the Gemara doesn't explain what's the connection. Why didn't he say, could it be that you didn't daven shachris with kavona that morning? Why did he pick that item? Along comes the Vilna Gaon and says, I'll show you. The Vilna Gaon Zal says that if you look in the Chumash, where Hashem gives the instruction to give tzedakah, where it says, Nosoin titein, if you look at the trup, the musical notes of those words, the two musical notes are darga, tevir. The word darga in Aramaic means a step. Tevir means lishbor, to break, broken step. This rabbi heard that a step broke, he tripped on a step, which means like a step crumbled under him and he fell. He understood right away, must be connected to this mitzvah. Now we read the words nosoin titein, all we see is the instruction to give. We don't see the additional message there that the act of giving tzedakah is what gives a sureness to a person's feet. It guarantees that he'll walk with a solid step, he won't trip. This is example of this nistar in Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh, which the Chachomim, the Tzadikim, this is their function. They're the ones who teach us this nishma, this nistar of Torah. And this appears on billions of levels. Obviously, compared to Torah Shebal Peh, it's Kabbalah, the wisdom of Kabbalah. If we want to compare Gemara to Kabbalah, Gemara is Nigla compared to the secrets of Kabbalah, which are called Nistar relative to Gemara. Gemara relative to Chumash is its Nistar. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas Torah utfila." And this concept of Nase v'nishma also corresponds to learning and davening. Torah and Tefillah. Nase hu bechinas ha-Torah. The term Nase, to do, that's the Torah. The Torah is full of what to do. Hainu ha-Niglois. This means the concept of what's revealed, what's obvious, what's visible. Mashiyodei alekayim, that which we know to do. The nishma hein bechinas nistoros. We said earlier that nishma represents that which is hidden. Torah Shebal Peh. It's not written in the Chumash what color the tefillin should be. It's nishma. We heard it from our rabbis. Bechinas Diburei HaTorah. That refers to the Dibur of Torah, not the Ksav HaTorah, not what's written, but the spoken word. Sheheim HaDiburim Shel HaTorah Shesvivo Is Kol HaMitzvah. This refers to the words that are written around the actual instruction of the mitzvah. Sheheim Bechinas Nistar Kanal. That's this concept of Nistar. Sheeinu Yodea Eich Lavoid Bozes HaShem Yisborach. Where the person, a regular average person, does not know what service of Hashem is to be learned from these seemingly meaningless words. Vaydabra Hashem Al Moshe Lemor, the trup, musical notes, what kind of learning is that? Who would imagine that there's a whole science in the trup, that each musical note that's written on a mitzvah tells us how that mitzvah functions and what its purpose, what it leads to and what it doesn't lead to? Where the person does not understand how to serve Hashem with that. Bechinas tefillah. That concept of not understanding is a concept of tefillah, shehi dveikus. Tefillah is a concept of merging, it's a merging with Hashem, not through logic and reason, but through a closeness, through a feeling, this nistar. Kishmiya talia baliba. Where do we see the connection between nishma and tefillah? Rabbeinu Zal is going to build that now. The Zohar HaKadosh says that shmiya depends on the heart. When somebody talks to somebody else, when are they being heard? When the words go into the ears, baloney. We know there's a concept of in one ear, out the other ear. What do you mean? He heard what I said. He didn't hear what I said. It's only considered hearing when it penetrates the heart. Daber elibam. The Zohar HaKadosh says, shmiya talia beliba. That hearing, true hearing, listening is dependent on the heart. As Shlomo HaMelech was mispalel to Hashem, and he said to Hashem, "V'nosato li'avdecho leiv shemeya." Hashem, please give your servant a heart that will understand, a heart that will listen. Va'avoda shebaleiv zu tefila, and we know that tefila is also synonymous with heart. Shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. The Gemara says, "Ula avdoi b'chol levavchem," to serve Hashem with your whole heart. Ezehu avoid the shebalev. Have you ever said tefila? The Gemara says, "Tefila is that which is done with the heart." The pasuk says, "Dover hamoser lelev nema boi v'yoreisim alikecha." That again, tefila is a person's expression of their innermost feelings. Not the pasuk says, "Bisfosav chibduni." When Hashem despises somebody's tefillah, Hashem says, with his lips, he's giving me praise. He's saying all kinds of nice things about me. But his heart is far from me. The ikar tefillah is heart. It's outpouring of the heart, that concept, which is shmiya. Shmiya is nishma. Nishma is the lave. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Haynu bechinas dveikus li'ein soif." This means achieving a certain closeness, merging with the oir ein soif, with the infinite light of Hashem. Ki ein soif hu bechinas ma she'ein boi tfisa. Because when we talk about the infinity of Hashem, kaviyochel, the infinite light of Hashem, that's something in which we have no grasp. We can't hold on to it. It's intangible. It's not nase. It's not that which you can hold in your hand. It's something that you can't grasp. And once we say that the person has no grasp on that, Hainu b'diburei ha-Torah hanal, in the diburim of the Torah, not the written, not the actual instruction of the mitzvah, but the diburim surrounding it, ki hu b'chinas nistar kanal, because that's called the hidden part of the Torah, where it's not obvious what the message is there, hu b'chinas tefillah, dveikus. That corresponds to the concept of davening, which is dveikus, shehu rak bitul loha ein soif, which is only a concept of becoming botel to the infinite light of Hashem, merging with Hashem, period. Interestingly, I just saw recently in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal says that when Rabbeinu Zal first mentioned to him the topic of hispoedidus, the topic of speaking to Hashem in your own language, Rav Nosson Zal said that he challenged Rabbeinu Zal with a question. He said that, you know, here Rabbeinu Zal told him that you have to ask Hashem to give you Yirah Shemayim and ask Hashem to help you do mitzvahs, etc., etc. So Rav Nosson Zal said, how could you say that? What about Bechira? What about the fact that a man has free choice to do not? You tell me, ask Hashem to force my hand? We say the whole purpose of the world is free choice, that I'm not being forced, that I should be the one who has the option of doing what I want and climbing to a level where I want what Hashem wants. So he said that Rabbein Azal brushed him off. Rabbein Azal said to him, gave him an answer like, anyway, Davin. And Rabbein Azal didn't really explain why. He didn't answer his question. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that he understood that what Rabbein Azal was implying was, you're right. Logically, using a certain sense of logic and rationale, it doesn't really make sense why I should be able to ask Hashem to help me do the mitzvah. That's defeating the purpose. Supposedly what Hashem wants is he wants me to get to a place where I will want to do it on my own. That's the difference between man and Malach. Malach can't do what he wants, man can. Bechira. But yet, Rav Nosson Zal said, the fact is you could ask this question about even the standard tefillos. If you look in your Sefer and other places, you see that there are many tefillos where we're asking for just that. We're asking Hashem, Hu yiftach libeinu b'seirosoi, v'yosem b'libeinu ahavosoi v'yirosoi, may Hashem put into my heart ahavo and yiro. V'sem b'libeinu bino, lohovenu lahaskil, lilmoid, lalat, you know, etc. So number one, the question doesn't just apply to Hispoidus, it applies to those tefillos also. And number two, Rav Nosson Zal says, the answer is you're right. Logically, sent al pi das, al pi chochmo, al pi nasa, al pi toira, it doesn't make sense. Tefillah is above Torah. Tefillah is irrational and unreasonable and illogical. According to reason, according to justice, this person deserves death. Ish b'cheta yumas. And through tefillah, he can nullify it. How? Because tefillah is nishma, nister. This dveikus be'ein soif, which goes above the standard rules. The standard rules are Torah, justice, fairness, ksa. The tefillah goes above that. Now Rabbein Azal says, V'yesh b'chol darga v'darga, v'chein b'chol oylam v'oylam, b'chinas nasa v'nishma. You should know that this concept of nasa v'nishma doesn't just exist on one level. There's billions of occurrences of this. This appears on every level, by every person in every world. Ki kol echod lefim adregosoi, yesh loy b'chinas nasa, b'chinas toira, haynu hanigloys loy, ubechinas nishma, shehu bechinas nistorois, bechinas tefila kanal. Each and every single person, on whatever religious level that person is on, whatever level of Torah knowledge they have, whatever level tefila they have, for that person on his level, that which he understands is considered to be Torah, nase, nigla. That which he doesn't understand is considered to be nistor, nishma, tefila. It's stuff that his access to it is not by understanding. You can try to explain from today till tomorrow, he won't understand. It's only through tefila that his mind will be expanded and open wider to be able to accept this new knowledge, this higher level knowledge. Kimi shebola madrega govoya merishayna, because when a person achieves a new level, a new height above the height he was previously on, azai nase mehanishma sheloi bechinas nase. Then what happens is that what was previously nishma to him, meaning that which he didn't understand, it becomes nase. Now he does understand it. He rises to a new level. It means what was nishma before becomes nase. Va'azai yesh loy bechinas nishma acheres. And then he achieves a new nishma. V'chein meidarga ladarga. And this keeps repeating itself from level to level. Because religion is infinite. Hashem is infinite. The more a person learns more, the more he absorbs more, he receives access. He gains access to new knowledge that he doesn't know. Each time something goes into the brain, everything slides forward. The domino theory, everything moves one level closer, and knowledge that previously was two steps away from him, now it becomes one step away from him. When that goes in, then again, what was previously two steps away moves to the level of one step. V'chein kol odom l'fi madregoso yesh lo b'chinas nasa v'nishma. So to every single person, whatever rung on the ladder he's on, relative to the Am Yisrael, if we picture the whole Am Yisrael standing on different steps of ladders, depending on what height they're at, each person has what's relative to him, nasa, and what's relative to him, nishma. His nishma can be a nasa of somebody greater than him. V'chein b'chol oylam, and the same thing applies in every single one of the worlds. Yesh b'chinas nasa v'nishma. Ki ma shehu la'olam hazeh b'chinas nishma, hu la'olam ha'galgalim b'chinas nasa. Because, for example, one of the names that's used to describe the different worlds, our world, the world that we live in, is called Olam Hazeh, Olam HaShofel, the lowly world. The world above us is called Olam HaKoychovim, the world of the stars, the sun, the moon, and those. And above that is the Olam HaMalochim, the world of the angels. Rabbeinu Zal says that which to us on this world is Naseh, to those on the world above us, that which to us is Nishma, to them it could be Naseh. Whereas their nishma is something way, way above. And this continues from world to world. This is the concept of what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. In the beginning of Tehillim it says, Ashrei ho'ish, asher lo'yholach batzas rishoim, uveterach hatoim lo'yomad, uvmoshev leitzin lo'yoshov, ki im b'toiras Hashem cheftzoi, uv'soiroso yegeb yoimim v'loila. Fortunate is the person who stays away from everything bad, and he works on toiras Hashem, uv'toiroso yegeb yoimim, and in his Torah, he struggles day and night. The question is, it mentions toiras Hashem and toirosoi. So the Gemara says, Navoi Dezoro, Mitchilo Torah Hashem. It starts out, the Torah starts out as being Hashem's Torah, Hashem's knowledge. Shehu Bechinas Nistar. At that point, it's hidden from me. I haven't yet acquired it. I haven't yet taken it in my brain. Hanistorois Lashem Alekenu. As the Pasuk says, Hanistorois, that which is hidden from us, belongs to Hashem. To Hashem, it's not hidden. And then when the person rises up and he gets to the level above the level that he's on now, Nase Toirosoi. That which previously was in Hashem's pocket, now he takes some of that and puts it into his pocket. That he learns some of that Torah, it becomes his. So it becomes from Toiras Hashem, which it was originally, it becomes now Toirosoi, being the person's Torah. Shenase mehanishma nase. What was originally nishma, nister to him, now gets converted to nase, it gets converted to nigla. Shehu bechinas vahaniglois lonul vonenu. That which is nigla belongs to us and our children. Which means the Torah, before Bnei Yisrael learn it, it's considered to be Hashem's Torah. Each and every single Jew, as he climbs in Torah and he learns new and new pieces of Torah, he converts Torah's Hashem to Torah's Soi. He changes it from Hashem's Torah to become his own Torah. And this is the concept of respect for a Talmud Chacham. Why do I have to respect this person? Just because he has Torah, it's not his Torah, it's Hashem's Torah. The Gemara says no. Once he learns it, once a Talmud Chacham acquires Torah, that Torah becomes his. And therefore, there's a respect that's due to him for the Torah that he has acquired. V'zeh, Rabbi Nizal says, this is pshat in the pasuk, Hanistorois Lashem Alikenu, Vanigloys Lonul Vonenu Adoilam, Lasois Es Kol Divrei HaTorah Zois. Rabbi Nizal is going to explain this whole pasuk now. Hanistorois Lashem Alikenu, Zebechinas Nishma. That which is hidden, and it's only in Hashem's possession, that's what we called previously Nishma. V'hanigloys lonol vonenu, and that which is revealed, and it belongs to us and to our children, zebechinas nase. That's already, it's dropped to the level of nase, it's become ours. Ad oilom lasois es kol divrei HaTorah zois. The pasuk continues, ad oilom, forever, Lasois es divrei HaTorah zois. Rabbi Nizal explains, sheyelech mi dargo le dargo, sheyovoi le'olam sheyihye me'anishma nase. The person will climb from level to level and get to a world where what was originally nishma to him becomes nase to him. V'zeh lasois es kol divrei ha-Torah hazois. We learned earlier that divrei ha-Torah heim diburei ha-Torah shesvivois ha-mitzvois. What we called earlier the divrei ha-Torah, the diburei, the vayedabra Hashem al Moshe Leimor, is that stuff which was makif, it was that which surrounded the mitzvah. Now this person is accomplishing lasois es kol divrei ha-Torah zois. He's taking the divrei ha-Torah, which is nishma, which is makif, and he's turning it into la'asois. He's converting it to nase. He's bringing it to where he acquires it. As kol divrei ha-Torah heim diburei ha-Torah shesvivo es ha-mitzvah, kegoyin vayidabra kanal, shehem bechinas nishma kanal, yenase mehem bechinas nase. He makes them into nase. V'zehu ad oilam. This is why the pasuk says forever, eternally, meaning sheyelech medarga ladarga. This isn't something you do once when you become religious. This is something that when a person becomes religious, every single day they're supposed to be converting nishma to nase, going from level to level, achieving new knowledge, new wisdom. Lasois, sheyelech medarga ladarga ume oilam loilam, to climb from step to step and from world to world. A Jew can actually rise from world to world in understanding of Hashem. Lasois daiko b'chinas nase es kol divrei ha-Torah zois. Divrei ha-Torah b'chinas diburei ha-Torah shesvivois ha-mitzvah. The term divrei ha-Torah refers to the vayedabers which surround the mitzvah. Shem b'chinas hanistorois, b'chinas nishma kanal, yenase mehem b'chinas nase, b'chinas niglois. A Jew's mission in this world is to take the nistor, the diburei ha-Torah, the Torah Hashem, and convert it to nase, convert it to niglois, convert it to Torah soy, convert it to that which he has acquired. And this occurs on every single level. We'll hold it over here for now. Rabbi Nizal is going to explain now in more detail exactly how this works and how high this actually goes.